Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If someone has a big need and has been waiting months or even years hoping to receive it, it could be that in his current state he is not worthy of receiving that blessing. But it's very possible that Hashem will put opportunities in front of him to elevate himself and make him worthy of receiving it. The tasks that he's given may be daunting, but usually the way it works is the more self-sacrifice involved, the more powerful the deeds become. A person might think to himself, "This is too challenging for me to take on." But who knows? That could very well be the ticket he needs to get what he's hoping for. Rabbi Fischel Schachter told a story of a man who was about to marry off his youngest daughter. And then his business collapsed. His oldest son, who we'll call Yehuda, saw him in a worried state and asked what was wrong. His father told him about his business and said he didn't know how he was going to afford the wedding. Yehuda said, "Don't worry, Dad. I will pay your share." Then the father found out that the other side wasn't going to be able to afford their share either. And again he got worried. Yehuda told him, "Don't worry, Dad. I'm going to pay for the entire wedding." His father asked Yehuda if he was able to afford it, to which he replied, "I have some things I could sell. It's my pleasure." It was very embarrassing for this man to have his son paying for the wedding. Yehuda assured him he would not tell anyone about it. The only ones who would know was the Chatan and the in-laws. They decided they were going to use the envelopes that were going to be given to the Chatan and Kala to help pay for the wedding. On the night of the wedding, they gave Yehuda the code to the safe that the envelopes were placed in, and whatever wasn't covered with that money, he would make up the difference. As the wedding was almost finishing, Yehuda went to the safe and began putting the envelopes in his pocket. In walked a relative and saw what was going on. He said in a very harsh tone, "You should be ashamed of yourself, you thief! You're taking the wedding money?" He went over to him and grabbed the envelopes. And Yehuda kept quiet, walked out of the room, and told his wife he was ready to leave. Afterward, he told her what happened. She said, "Why didn't you tell your relative that you were supposed to take those envelopes?" He said, "I couldn't. I have to make sure no one finds out that I'm paying for this wedding." The next day, the relative called Yehuda and told him. He found out what he did and he was so embarrassed for accusing him of stealing. He begged him for forgiveness. Yehuda said, "Okay." The relative said, "I'm sure you don't really mean it." To which Yehuda said, "You're right, but I'm going to work on myself." This relative decided he's going to help out Yehuda by finding a shidduch for a child of his. Yehuda had a child with issues, and it seemed highly unlikely that this child would ever get married. This relative spent all of his time calling shadchanim from around the world, trying to find a match. He literally spent full days working on it for weeks. And finally, 6 months later, he found a shidduch. They came to the engagement party and these two relatives hugged each other, both crying their eyes out. Yehuda told him, "The only way my child was ever going to get married would be if I hired someone to work on it for 6 months straight, leaving no stone unturned. And you did that for me. I don't know what to say." The relative said, "Please just forgive me what I did to you." Of course, Yehuda said. Rabbi Schachter pointed out, Yehuda needed a shidduch for his child, and it seemed very unlikely that it would ever happen. He was given an opportunity to be moser nefesh and help out his father by paying for the wedding. Then he was given another opportunity not to reply back when his relative accused him of being a thief. Those heroic acts proved to be the zichuyot he needed to finally get his child married. They were very difficult deeds to accomplish. He could have said, "This is too much for me," but he persevered and he reaped the immediate rewards, and of course has the main rewards reserved for the world to come. Have a great day.